and welcome to Thursday's MFR Farming. I'm Richard Jones. And first off, the news is that the Granton on Spey show is still going ahead today, but without the horse section. Also in the news is the electronic ID of sheep, with the Scottish Government succeeding in persuading the EU to allow flexibility in the EID rules. According to Richard Lockhead, the solution now takes into account Scotland's unique and diverse sheep industry. The derogation for Scotland states that whilst farmers must comply with EU regulations to avoid penalties, some leeway at inspection is to be allowed to account for technology failures and the difficulties associated with gathering sheep on extensive hill terrain. And Richard Lockhead added that the Scottish Government is now finalising guidance for farmers in the light of this new and encouraging development. Now, if you visited one of our agricultural shows this summer, you may well have come across young people milking a black and white plastic cow and wondered what on earth it was all about. Here's David Lockett, a director at the Royal Highland Education Trust, to explain.
We're here to tell children about what happens on farms. And we go out and do classroom visits. We take the farms to the classrooms, and we also arrange for farmers to go out and talk to children in schools. And here we've got our demonstration cow, and children can come and be taught how we did milking in the old days, sitting on a three-legged stool and getting milk out of a cow twice a day.
And we've got kids actually milking this cow into a bucket here. Do you think it's a revelation to some of them that milk actually comes out of a cow?
Well, that's the first thing we have to teach people, that milk, of course, comes from cows. I'm a beef farmer myself, but I'd started my days in a dairy herd and getting up at 5 in the morning and milking the cows until 6:30 or so, and then going through the whole thing again in the afternoon.
And what else is on the stand?
Well, we find that when we have children coming on, they don't really know where their food comes from. And we actually try to tell them that really anything that they eat, we ask them, do you think everything you eat comes from farms somewhere in the world? And they don't really believe it, but it's true. Can you think of anything, any food that doesn't come from a farm? You'll probably say fish, but of course we have fish farms in Scotland, so there's farmed fish as well.
And a tremendous job they do too, virtually all with volunteers. And we'll be finding out more about the work of the RHET tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, right here on MFR Farming.